and welcome to Crush Course, the podcast for the wine curious. I'm your host, Sarah, coming to you from Sonoma Valley, California, and this week, things are getting spooky. In honor of Halloween, I thought we could skip the wine technical talk for the week and instead tell a few stories about another one of my favorite types of spirit. There's nothing quite like a good ghost story. So, let's get to it, shall we? This episode does contain stories that may be a bit scary for some of our younger listeners, so listener discretion is advised. While the city of Sonoma may not be as old as other haunted cities like Salem or Savannah, it has gathered quite the collection of hauntings in the last 200 years. It all began with the arrival of the Spanish in the early 19th century. After establishing power in Mexico, they made their way up the California coast, setting up 23 missions as they went. The last of these missions, built in 1823, is the Mission San Francisco Solano, located right in the heart of downtown Sonoma. The Spanish believed that by converting the native peoples to Catholicism, that they were saving their souls, but what they did was nothing of the sort. The natives were forced into a peasant class, made to surrender their culture, and brutalized for any disobedience. Thousands of Native Americans perished at this mission, most from smallpox that they contracted from the Spanish missionaries. To this day, no one knows for certain where these poor souls were buried. Some sources place the cemetery next to the mission itself, while others claim that the cemetery is actually underneath the Sonoma Plaza. Today, the plaza is a park and gathering place for locals and tourists alike. I suppose you could say the spot has spirit. Mediums and supernatural investigators agree that the Sonoma Plaza is heavily haunted, and the spirits there are keen to be seen. Apparitions have been seen across the plaza, and visitors often hear disembodied voices in the dead of night. The spirit of a young boy, perhaps a victim of the smallpox epidemic, can be heard laughing, and he likes to play on the swing set in the park. The seat swings back and forth, even when there isn't the slightest breeze. Can you blame him for wanting to have a little fun? Many agree that the supernatural hub of Sonoma is the plaza itself, thanks to the mission and a series of historically preserved buildings on the north side of the plaza. Today, they are a state park, and they are rife with spirits. At the mission, the apparition of a monk holding a lantern has been spotted roaming the grounds. At the nearby barracks, apparitions of soldiers have been seen, and visitors often hear disembodied voices and the sound of boots walking across the wooden floors. It's almost as if the troops are still there, ready to protect the town from attack. Next door is the Toscano Hotel, a once popular watering hole and resting spot for weary travelers in the early years of Sonoma. There, a lady in white has been spotted wandering the halls. No one knows who she is or what she wants. Before investigators can ask, she disappears into thin air. A second wave of construction took place around the plaza at the turn of the 20th century, still plenty of time for them to collect spirits of their own. The Sebastiani Theater, built in 1933, is haunted by several ghosts, including a young woman in a yellow dress who appears in the mirror in the ladies' bathroom. Another, known to be a former stage manager named Barbara, still roams the catwalks and backstage areas, still believing that she is alive and working. Some moviegoers have come face to face with an elderly specter who will shush noisy patrons or even glare at them for sitting in what was once her seat. One former patron, a less-than-kindly apparition simply called the Shadow Man, is known to occupy the balcony of the theater, and some paranormal investigators believe that he is some sort of demonic entity. Although how such an evil presence came to reside there, no one knows. Venturing out of town, we come across Buena Vista Winery, which is arguably the most spiritually active. The winery was founded in 1857 by the so-called Count of Buena Vista, a rather eccentric fellow who dealt with bad fortune and money troubles his entire life. According to legend, in 1862, a group of Chinese immigrants working in the winery's caves were buried alive after an earthquake caused a devastating cave-in. Unfortunately, no rescue efforts were made. Voices and an ominous presence are observed by guests who visit the space, which is now a cellar housing barrels for the winery. The Count himself is also said to haunt Buena Vista. The Count, although supposedly killed by alligators in South America, has returned to his beloved estate to keep an eye on modern visitors. Guests and employees have spotted a specter on the upper level of the tasting room, carrying a flickering lantern. Almost as if the Count has returned and is watching to make sure that everything is in order. Loud, unexplainable noises are often heard throughout the winery at night. Rather than shrinking from the legend, Buena Vista indulges in its spooky history. They hold haunted wine tastings, led by an actor dressed as the Count himself, as well as a ghoulish Halloween party in a haunted cellar. Not too far from Buena Vista is another haunted winery, Bartholomew Park. This property is where the first grapevines were planted in Sonoma in the 1830s and was also formerly part of the famous Count's property. But unlike Buena Vista, this was an ever-changing estate. When first built, it was an inmate hospital for female criminals, some of whom seemed to be serving a sentence beyond death. The buildings were then converted into a general hospital in the 1940s, and then became a convalescent home, before the new owner established the winery in the former hospital. With all this history and negative energy, it's no wonder that the property is haunted. Ghosts are known to congregate in the main winery building, as well as in the basement, which was once home to the hospital's morgue. According to local investigators, there are three confirmed ghosts haunting the halls of Bartholomew Park, with many more entities contributing to the disembodied voices and music echoing through the halls. The voices of former inmates are said to sing hymns in the winery, making one last effort to save their souls. Just north of Sonoma proper is our third and final winery on our haunted tour, and that is Chateau Saint-Jean. Before the winery was built, the property was purchased by Michigan residents Ernest and Maud Goff, who set up a homestead on the estate. They had a young daughter, named Camilla, who died unexpectedly when she was just a teenager. Hers is said to be a kind and friendly spirit, and she merely watches visitors and employees at the estate. She is something of a caretaker, keeping watch over what was once her family home. When visitors come to Sonoma Valley, they imagine themselves spending their days surrounded by beautiful vineyards, indulging in fine wine, fine food, and all the best the valley has to offer. To many, it is a safe and sweet little town. But to those who are willing to dig a little deeper, they will find a dark and haunted history. So just make sure, next time you visit Sonoma, keep an eye out and make sure to order an extra glass of wine, because you most certainly aren't drinking alone. I'm Sarah, and this has been your Crush Course on Haunted Sonoma. Until next time, happy Halloween. Scooch. I said scooch.